Is it worth persisting in prayer, even if we aren't answered right away? What does it mean to pray for something for years or even decades? Moshe can serve as one model for addressing these questions. Some of his prayers were answered immediately, but one of his prayers received no response until he turned 80. Yet, it was this prayer, when finally answered, that moved his life forward to the next stage. In Va'era, we learn that Moshe was 80 years old when he prepared to speak to Pharaoh for the first time. Moshe is one of the oldest prophets in our tradition. Why was he so old when he began this journey? A midrash explains the significance of mentioning Moshe's age at this point in the narrative. He is a model for someone who has waited 80 years before his prayer was answered. Quote, "And Moshe was 80 years old. There are some prayers that are answered after 80 years, as we learn from Moshe. Moshe was 80 years old." Midrash HaGadol to Exodus 7:7. This midrash lists other biblical characters whose prayers were answered after certain intervals of time. Abraham after 100 years, Sarah after 90 years, Yitzhak after 60 years, all these for a child, Yonah after 3 days in the fish. The midrash concludes with another prayer of Moshe that was answered immediately. Quote, "There are some prayers that don't even finish leaving the mouth of the one who said it before it is answered, as we learn from Moshe. As it's written, God said to Moshe, 'Why are you screaming at me? Tell Israel to march forward.'" Midrash HaGadol to Exodus 7:7. At the moment when Pharaoh is bearing down on the Jewish people, Moshe's prayer for salvation is answered immediately. God instructs Moshe to stop praying and command Israel to march through the sea, which God will split. The Midrash also mentions the prayer Moshe utters to save his sister Miriam from leprosy. Quote, "God, please heal her now." Numbers 12:13. Sometimes Moshe's prayers are answered with no waiting period. But, says the Midrash, one prayer of Moshe took 80 years for an answer. What is the prayer Moshe waited so long for God to answer? The Midrash is not clear on that point. Whereas one could argue Abraham, Sarah, and Yitzhak were waiting their whole lives for a child, for most of his life, Moshe does not seem to be focused on bringing deliverance. When Moshe is a shepherd in Midian, he is simply not concerned with the fortunes of his people back in Egypt. And yet, the Midrash claims, Moshe was praying for something, waiting his whole life for something. Perhaps Moshe was himself unable to articulate the nature of this lifelong prayer. He was simply praying for something inchoate. Only in hindsight did he realize that the encounter with God at the burning bush and the beginning of the process of redemption was the answer to his prayer. In my experience, the focus of prayer isn't always clear up front. Sometimes it is an unfolding process in which we eventually understand what we were praying for. I often find myself praying with a general stance of, "Answer me," even though I can't quite articulate what specifically I want God to answer. The prayer itself is for God to help me realize what this prayer could be about. So we can only guess at what Moshe's 80-year prayer, which is eventually answered, might be. But I would like to offer a suggestion based on Moshe's state of mind in his initial encounter with God at the burning bush when he was 80. That scene begins when Moshe decides to turn aside and look at the wonder that is the bush. Quote, "Moshe said, 'Let me turn aside and see this great sight. Why won't the bush burn?' Vayomer Moshe, asura na ve'ereh." In the Midrashic tradition, Moshe's stepping toward the bush is actually a specific walking forward of 3 steps. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Moshe took 3 steps at that moment, as it says, 'Let me turn aside and see,' 3 words in the Hebrew, 'Asura na ve'ereh,' Shmot Rabbah 2:6. Rabbi Yochanan assigns a physical step to each of the 3 words, 'Asura na ve'ereh.' Moshe steps off the path to investigate something he notices. He turns aside and moves closer to the object of his curiosity. Moshe's stepping forward is not about pleading or gratitude, but about curiosity. Madua, why, is the operative word in this scene. Moshe notices something and wants to learn more about it. Indeed, God identifies this attribute in Moshe as the critical one needed in order to lead the people. Quote, God saw that Moshe had turned aside to look. Since Moshe had looked at it, the Holy Blessed One said, "This one is fitting to shepherd Israel." Shmot Rabbah 2:6. At this point in the Torah, we are just prior to the encounter between God and Moshe that initiates Moshe's real spiritual journey. But it is catalyzed by this step forward. Moshe is curious, and this is the most important trait in the leader who will take the Jewish people to freedom. Why does God value this trait specifically in a leader? Only leaders who wonder about things are open to change and new ideas. Leaders who are stuck with one view of the world, even based in important values, seem less equipped for successful tenures. But also, people who wonder are people who notice and see things beyond themselves. Another midrash gives voice to this trait. Quote, the Holy Blessed One said to Moshe, "You were troubled enough to see. I swear I will redeem through you." Tanchuma Buber Shmot 13. Moshe allows himself to be affected by his surroundings, to be troubled enough to see. He is not just curious, he is empathically curious. Perhaps the prayer that Moshe was uttering all his life was the prayer of wonder. Only when he reaches the age of 80 do these prayers, moments of curiosity, yield the beginning of an actual relationship with God. After all, relationships often begin with a moment of noticing the other. When I start to ask questions out of curiosity, I demonstrate my capacity for new understandings and connections. In our Amidah, we also begin by stepping forward 3 steps toward God's presence. One orientation to the beginning of the Amidah is this: coming closer to God with a stance of curiosity and wonder. The stepping forward can be experienced as the physical instantiation of curiosity and wonder, but also coming closer to God, having seen the troubles of those around me and being curious about them. And in that moment of stepping forward, it is possible that inchoate prayers I have been saying start to take some shape. This is a process that may take many years of understanding what it is we are curious about and what it is we are really praying for. But if Moshe can serve as our model, it is a process that moves forward, eventually yielding a more focused relationship with God and our fellow humans. Shabbat Shalom.